ничего не пишите.
Пишите.
Ничего не читайте.
Читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Ничего
не печатайте.
Oh, I can't just see that you're
Thank you. Down D, Moby D, New York, D, Georgia, D, Greasy, D, Home, D, Kingston, D, Funky, D, Washington, D, Baby, D, Abilene, D, Funky, D, Texas, D, Honky, D, Mr. By the way, you from? I know you from North Carolina, but where? She's from LaGrange. Johnny Griggs, he's still over there, huh? Say he's from Newark, he's from Spartanburg, Sumter. Now he's from Harlem in New York. I ain't gonna call Ike no more, because Ike done told me he's from Philadelphia by the way of Augusta. Charles, I guess I better mention you. You from Nashville, right? Yeah. Nashville Johnny Cashville. Ah! I got that together. Jimmy, can you play in D? You can. You can play in D. Okay, well, you wait. I'm gonna put cheese in D. Brad, you can play in D too, right? I need some D. Breezy D. Funky D. Cornbread D. Molasses D. Neck bone D. Cabbage D. Marsh is deep, grits and deep. Bacon deep, flat back deep, cocktail deep, flat back deep, cocktail deep, flat back deep, pompa deep, flat back deep, flat back deep, greasy deep, deep. Jimmy, you can play. Mess, give me some wet.
Why should I be bothered about my image? The very worry about the image is egoistic. But your saints are worried. I know that. I have known all kinds of your saints, Hindu, Mohammedan, Christian, Sikh, Jains, Buddhist. I have come across all kinds of your saints. They are far more political than your politicians. Because this very idea is politics. What people are thinking. Remain respectable. Respectability is nothing but nourishment for the ego. I don't want to be respectable. Either you love me or you don't love me. Respect is simply meaningless. Respect and the desire for it is egoistic. So those who love me, they will love me as I am. I am not going to compromise. I am not going to accommodate. And I can do that accommodation so easily. I may not use few words, fuck and shit, and I can become a saint. You see how cheap it is. But I am not interested in such cheap saintliness. If I am a saint, then whatsoever I say is saintly. If I am not a saint, then I may go on reciting the Gita and the Quran and the Vedas. But I am not a saint. I am just a parrot. I am not interested at all in the mirrors. I know my original face. And the original face is not known through the mirrors. The public opinion is only a mirror. Iqbal Qureshi must be worried about my image. He says, it puts your image upside down. What is wrong in being upside down? That's what is they call in yoga Sirsasana. Head stand. And as far as I am concerned, I know that you are upside down. So when you see me upside down, that simply means I am standing on my legs and you are standing on your head. There is a story. Once a donkey went to say Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, when he was the Prime Minister. The guard was on duty, and as guards are supposed to be, he was snoring. And when the donkey went in, he opened one eye and saw only a donkey is there. There is no need to worry. A donkey cannot be a spy. A donkey cannot kill the Prime Minister. He cannot bring weapons with him. So there is no need to worry. A donkey is a donkey. Let him go. What he can do, at the most, he may eat a little bit of grass here and there. So he closed his eyes and started snoring again. Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru was very much interested in Sirsasana, the headstand. So early morning he was doing in the lawn headstand. The donkey went close, looked at him and said, Panditji, why are you standing upside down? Jawaharlal said, I am standing upside down, or you are standing upside down. But he jumped up to his feet the moment he realized that the donkey has spoken. He said, am I hearing right? Have you really spoken? The donkey said, don't get so much upset. I am only a donkey. Just I have learned the art of reading and speaking in my spare time. I have nothing else to do, so I go on reading newspapers. Don't get so much upset. Jawaharlal relaxed and he said, I am not upset. Because I have seen many speaking donkeys in my life. In fact, nobody else comes to see me except speaking donkeys. But the first idea in Jawaharlal's mind was that the donkey is standing upside down. He had completely forgotten that he himself is doing a headstand. The whole humanity is standing upside down. But because all are standing upside down, whosoever will try to stand on his feet will look upside down. He will be a minority. The Buddha is always a minority. Iqbal Qureshi has asked in a friendly way. He must be in love with me. So he is worried. He says, whatsoever you say between the jokes is beautiful, religious and spiritual. I don't think so. That is really bullshit. Only the jokes are beautiful, religious and spiritual. But we cannot agree. I cannot agree with you because you are absolutely unconscious, and you cannot agree with me because I am absolutely conscious. We are living in totally different dimensions. He asks, what is the purpose of all these jokes? I also ask, what is the purpose of all these religious and spiritual things that I go on saying? Just old habit, I think. Otherwise, there is no point. And sooner or later you will see, I will say only jokes. His background is Indian, Mohammedan, and people think according to their background. Mr. Bates first introduced his wife, Mrs. Bates, to President Lincoln. Then he introduced his son and said, I would like you to meet my son, Master Bates. President Lincoln said, I am so sorry to hear that. People hear according to the background. Now Qureshi is hearing according to his Indian background. Otherwise, what I am saying is very simple. I am using these jokes to bring a little sense of humor to religion. Religion has lacked sense of humor, so much so that H.G. Wells is reported to have said that a religion had never been found by a man who had any sense of humor. I want to prove him wrong. So later on nobody can say that. And the sense of humor has its own spirituality. If you cannot laugh, you cannot understand life. If you cannot laugh, you are not open. Laughter opens you towards existence. When you are not laughing, when you are sad and serious, you are closed. Your doors, your windows are all closed. In a laughter, heartfelt laughter, all your senses function at their optimum. You experience life entering you, touching you at the deepest core. But Qureshi is worried because he thinks the jokes sometimes are dirty. I have never come across a dirty joke. The idea of the dirty comes from your interpretation. Otherwise, what is dirty? If you think sex is dirty, then any joke which implies some sexuality becomes dirty. It is your idea that makes it dirty. To me, sex is as sacred as anything else. To me, the whole life is divine. And these so-called saints have always been telling that the whole life is divine. But they don't mean it, seems. I really mean it. The annual contest for the best joke had been won for 5 consecutive years by the same person, Rabbi Abby Cohen, from Brooklyn. Each year he sent in his entry, and 4 weeks later he received the check and the winner's certificate from the sponsors, a world-famous glossy magazine. This year, however, 2 months had passed since the closing date for entries, and he had heard nothing, feeling a little worried. Lest the letter had been lost in the post, he phoned the editor and asked what had happened to his winnings. "I am terribly sorry, Abby," sympathized the editor, "but surprisingly enough, you only made 2nd place this year." "I don't believe it," roared Cohen. "My jokes have always won. Who on earth could beat me?" "Some new entry from India. A chap called Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh," the editor informed him. "Look," said Cohen, "I find it hard to believe that anyone could tell a juicier joke than me. You must have made a mistake, but let me hear this joke so I can judge for myself." The editor hesitated. "I am sorry, Abhi, but this joke is so juicy that I don't dare to tell it over the phone. It is really juicy." Cohen was indignant. "If you don't even let me hear the joke, I may have to take legal advice before I accept your decision." The editor thought for a few moments. "I will tell you what," he offered. "Let us compromise. I will censor it a little to make it acceptable, and you use your imagination to fill in the gaps. Where the joke gets too juicy, I will call la di da." Cohen agreed enthusiastically, and the editor began, "Ready? Okay, here it goes. La di da, di da di da, la di da, di da, da di da, di da di da." "Fuck! Enough for today."
Thank you. She hates love songs. and fucking lyrics to explain something about how much I love you and so far. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, I'll play nothing else than a lovely song for a lovely woman.
Thank you.
Der Jam geht raus an Lady Kernschmelze. Du meine Süße, ja ganz spezielle. Dein Erdbeerduft mit dem Hauch von Karamelle. Und auch deine neuen eingeflochtenen Strähnenbräses. Für dich will ich den Regenbogen vom Himmel rappen. Es soll niemals enden, unser Taubengeschnäbel. Bin so happy, weil dein Ex ist weggebettelt. Und jetzt schmusen wir endlich, gucken Bad Lieutenant. Du kitzelst mich mit deinen Federn an die Stiefel. Wenn ich meine Punchline in dich vertiefe. Ja, Illy Tilly hier, Tilly Kille da. Lass uns zusammen durch die Wolken fallen,
weil wir gehen, wohin der Beat uns trägt. Komm da raus, wohin der Rat uns weht. Da baue ich dir einen Vanilleberg, auch wenn Till man die Liebe kennt. Weil wir gehen, wohin der Beat uns trägt. Komm da raus, wohin der Rat uns weht. Weil ich die Liebe in Paketen bring. Ja, weil auch wenn Till man die Liebe kennt.
Meine Sahne, mein Pudding, mein Häubchen, liegst da so vor mir mit deinen geweiterten Lüstern. Aßen, süßeste Früchte, noch ne Pizza, Cornetto, Wedges, Knoppers, Ferro Rochers. Bei der Curry nach dem Wiki-Karaoke, als ich mit dir juckte, als ich dir in die Augen schaute. Als du noch meintest, jetzt musst du aber nach Hause. Und als ich erst dachte, dann geh ich auch nach Hause. Aber ich hab dich beeindruckt, weil ich spreche in Bildern. Und ich machte dir viele, das reinste Silbengeschiller. Wie Merlin knister ich dir das Liebesgeflitter. Oh du mein Booty-Engel mit den Glitterliedern. Jetzt trinkst du Alkopops aus meinem Nabel, den wir mit Batida de Coco, Maracuja Split, grüner Banane und Sambuca vermixt haben. Es soll alles niemals enden, weil wir zusammen zu den Sternen schweben.
Weil wir gehen, wohin der Beat uns trägt. Komm da raus, wohin der Rat uns weht. Da baue ich dir einen Vanilleberg, weil auch ein Tillmann die Liebe kennt. Weil wir gehen, wohin der Beat uns trägt. Komm da raus, wohin der Rat uns weht. Weil ich die Liebe in Paket. Ja, weil auch ein Tillmann die Liebe kennt.
Es zählt jetzt schon unzählige Stunden. Wir liegen hier so rum, du meine strahlende Sonne. Deine Stofftiere sind unsere einzigen Zeugen, weil deine Eltern sich glücklicherweise gerade streiten. Wir spielen noch ein bisschen Ausziehen Monopoly, dann Zungenrisiko, dann check ich dein Cluedo. Auf unserer kleinen Bubble fahren beim Reim-Rodeo-Schach. Zerreiße mir mein Tupac-Shirt, das ich am liebsten anhab. Am schönsten ist es immer da, wo du mich anfasst. Nein, am schönsten ist es immer da, wo ich dich anfasst. Der süße Haarwachs, der sich zu einem zusammenfasst. Ich bin froh, dass ich mich so eingesprüht hab. Du bist die Magd und ich dein Naturkunde. Langsam geh ich rauf und dann schnell nochmal runter. Aber schade, wie schnell es so zum Ende kommen kann, weil ich mich grad an deinem Piercing geschnitten hab. Jetzt chillen wir hier im Urban Hospital auf der grünen Wiese bei einem Mandelsplitter. Oh du, für immer entzückendste. Ich, dein Tee, immer dein Angesicht genießender. Ja, du, mein Bonbon-Mädchen.
Thank you. that shit.